Oh, if you hear that music, that means only one thing. Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford is about to appear.
He's one of my favorite actors. But oh, Sandy Max joining us in the studio, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good pleasure to see you, as always.
A delight to see you as well. And we were talking about movies in the hallway, so...
Yes, we were.
This movie came up.
All right, so... full disclosure, I saw the first one and a bit of the second. That's all I've seen.
A bit of the second?
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, a classic. A true classic
in action and
adventure films.
That. And I'm a huge Harrison Ford fan. But
How did you only watch some of the Temple of Doom?
I don't know. I saw it on TV late at night and I was bored. And...
That was a revolutionary movie and film in that, do you remember, there was one horrifying scene where a witch doctor scooped out the heart of a person.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that part.
And that violence was what created the PG-13 rating back in the 80s. Because it wasn't quite R, but it was more than parental guidance.
Was the second one the Sean Connery one?
No.
Was that third one?
Third or the fourth.
Okay, so I've seen a bit of that as well, flipping through the, you don't flip through the dial anymore, but switching stations.
But we're really here to talk about Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, the fifth and final.
All right, so you saw this film in theater over the weekend.
The second day it came out, I couldn't wait.
Let me ask,
yes.
Crowded theater or not crowded theater?
Full.
Full?
It was a Saturday night.
Really?
Yes.
Large tub of popcorn or small tub of popcorn?
I'm going to tell you that the Marcus Theaters had a great deal over the 4th of July weekend. For $17.76, you got a large popcorn, two large drinks, and cookie dough bites. That really was a good deal.
Cookie dough bites with the popcorn? Hmm.
Well, yeah, I compartmentalize. I eat the popcorn first, and then I eat the cookie.
Yes, that's probably smart.
I don't do
the two things together.
And big
tub. That's actually a really good deal.
But that's a good deal.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, all right. So tell us. You saw the film. What are we seeing here?
I give it a thumbs up. To me, it's even 4 stars of fun. It's action and it's adventure. And I'm going to tell you why I really went.
Mm-hmm.
The curiosity got me.
Your dates?
No. The date came along with me.
Okay.
He was glad to come along.
Mm-hmm.
The curiosity got me because so many people were talking about the de-aging process, this AI effect that they were going to make Harrison Ford, who's now 80, look like he was 40.
I don't like that.
I do when it works.
So it worked?
Absolutely. In the very first scene, they start off with him getting captured by Nazis. Surprise, because, you know, the storyline is pretty much the same of all of them.
Always Nazis.
Harrison Ford and at least one or two other teammates in pursuit of some archaic treasure that also Nazis want to get. So how do you beat the Nazis to the treasure?
Yes. So let me ask you this question about that. So was that part of the story, or they just de-aged him to make it more...
It was part of the story to tell, like, how this Dial of Destiny, why he would go after it in the first place, that he and this other scientist were very excited about the Dial of Destiny created by ancient Greek mathematician Archimedes, and what this dial, if you put the two pieces together, what could happen, and you can travel through the world and travel through time. It's very exciting. It's very fun. It's a lot of pursuit scenes, so you're going to travel in...
Is there a whip involved?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The hat and the whip.
In the case of Indy, the gun.
Well, there are a couple of scenes that are
homage.
Throwbacks. Yes, homage would be perfect. But I'm telling you, I really figured after having a crush on Harrison Ford since the 80s, I've got decades invested in this man.
Nice. He's a brilliant actor.
He really is. But I figured I would be uniquely qualified to judge whether AI got it right.
Okay.
You know, and you say they did. Absolutely. And there's. Hmm. Do you ever watch James Bond movies?
Yes.
Casino Royale.
Okay.
The villain there, Le Chiffre, his name is Mads Mikkelsen, the actor's.
And how do you know all this?
Because I'm a big James Bond fan, too.
Wow.
But they do the de-aging process on Mads Mikkelsen, too.
Mm.
So you follow the action from the very first scene with a younger Harrison Ford, a younger Mads Mikkelsen, who's this scientist who also wants the Dial of Destiny, doing a big train chase and then cars and motorcycles. And then they bring it to what's modern day then is 1969 New York City. And you get plopped into New York City.
That's cool.
The day of the Apollo 11 homecoming astronauts parade.
No kidding.
So it really takes you to fun places.
Does it answer all the indie questions?
It puts an end to it.
So there's no more.
I'm one of those credit watchers. I watch credits in the theater and even at home. I just watch. I can't explain why.
Often that's the fun part of they throw
For
stuff
me,
in.
But that's what I was going to say. There are a couple of reasons. I figured there would maybe be an Easter egg or in that very last frame it would be him like winking and going, I'll be back. You know, you just never know. There are no Easter eggs. You don't have to stay through the credits. But I will tell you something really cool I found out in the credits. The name Beth D'Amato jumped out at me.
Beth D'Amato.
She is a former Marquette alum. Well, she's a Marquette alumna that I used to go to school with, and she has been involved in the film industry and in special effects. So I sent her a note saying, hey, saw your name in the credits. Were you involved in this? And she was involved in the de-aging process for Harrison Ford.
You didn't know this before you saw the credits?
No. Oh, wow. She's worked on The Mandalorian. She's worked on a lot of other really impressive projects.
Nice
so
credits.
I'm looking forward to catching up with Beth and all finding out how torturous it must have been to look at Harrison Ford's face on her screen for so long.
So in the anti-aging process, what does he look, 40?
Supposedly, yeah. But, I mean, the movements are, I mean, because I think this is also fascinating. They've got enough film of him, especially as this character, that they can use the AI and replicate this. Now, Tom Cruise has just come out saying he wants to keep doing Mission Impossible movies through his 80s, but think how much film we have of Tom Cruise over the years. They're going to be able to replicate him in this same way.
Well, different conversation, but do we need more Tom Cruise?
Hey, if he injected the box office last year with Top Gun Maverick.
That's the story.
You know, follow the money. The story, like, yeah. So, yeah, people will keep him alive for a long time if he can keep selling theater tickets.
All right, so did they bring back any of the characters from the earlier films?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't want to spoil it. I know. You know, but it really is a fun film, and his sidekick is Teddy. He's got a little bit of a mustache going. So a pubescent Moroccan boy who's smart.
And, oh, so he's got a new little kid.
Yeah, so I would think if you took multi-generations, like there's a young person to draw you into the story and he can fly planes. And then I'm telling you, Fleabag fans, Phoebe Waller-Bridge plays Harrison Ford.
She's good.
Goddaughter. I want to be her BFF in this movie. I want to be her BFF in real life. She goes toe-to-toe with Harrison Ford. She's a cool, smart...
Funny, talented actress as well.
Yeah, so I...
All right, so, what, so you don't have... You can't use thumbs up if it's already taken. What's your rating
system?
Can't
use three. I'll say four stars.
Four stars? Four also stars. Already taken, but we'll let you go on it. Sandy Max.
The Sandy Seal of Approval?
Yeah, something. We'll work on it.
There we go.
Work in progress. Thanks for coming in.
Aw, thanks for letting me...
I will see the film at some point.
You won't be disappointed.
All right. What should it cost to get in?
I paid for the super screen. I think it was maybe $17.
$17? That's a whole nother conversation. All right, Sandy Max, we got to get to break. News will come up after the break right here in WTMJ.
Thanks, Steve.